Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
Hey, I'm Brandon Rean.
And I'm Patrick Hasty.
And we're the hosts of
The Nostalgic Front. Every Monday, we are joined by hilarious guests like Tom Takar, Kate Willett, Shalewa Sharp, and Carmen LaGala to talk about the best parts of growing up in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s.
You know, stuff like movies, TV, games, junk food.
Forgotten things.
And then, every Thursday, we do a fun-size episode where the two of us do a deep dive into a specific topic.
Things like Nintendo, pro wrestling, The Muppets, and breakfast cereals.
Oh, and one time we played an entire game of the Oregon Trail.
So check out The Nostalgic Front on Spotify, Stitcher, Podomatic, or subscribe on iTunes. And remember, if you're not an NFer,
you're an MFer.
So get the f*** out of here!
What up, Stantonio Banderases? This is Tom Takar, the Wolf of Dog Street, coming at you with a little warning before you start the show. We only talk about Cher for about half the episode, and also this is an appreciation of Cher. It's not so much Megan defending. We had our friend Megan Gailey on. We wanted to talk to her about Megan Gailey stuff. She's our friend. We wanted to catch up, so if you don't like that, sorry about ya. Also, we are doing another live Stand By Your Band at Union Hall, Battle of the Bands. It's for the 100th episode of Stand By Your Band. It's going to be a really good time, March 14th at Union Hall. We've got some great guests. We've already got Josh Gondelman, Shalewa Sharp, Sean Donnelly, and Casey James Salengo marked down. We're going to have a bunch of fun people on it. So get tickets at Union Hall's website ASAP. Without further ado, enjoy the show.
Do you go jogging like Madonna?
You mean like my best friend, Madonna?
Yeah. I thought that was a subtle way to drag her in, you understand?
How about dragging her in by her hair?
And welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. It's me, Tom Takar, the Wolf of Dog Street. And I am joined, of course, by Tommy McNamara. I almost called you Tom Takar. the dog of Wolf Street, the Prince of Snarkness himself. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. It's National Margarita Day. We're
all
drinking margaritas. Yeah, that's why we're doing
it. Oh, cheers. I didn't know that's why we were having it.
Yeah, we would have had them anyway. and that other voice you're hearing is, of course, Megan Gailey.
Your
back
mom.
For more. Yeah, your mom, bitch.
Oh, I meant it less like your mom, bitch, and more like it sounds like my mom.
Hello, Megan. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
It's so good to have you. You came in all the way from Los Angeles.
Yeah, I flew here.
We flew
to do the podcast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you so much for that lie down bed. I know you couldn't spring for first class on the way back.
Right.
But I do feel like first class here, then you get to hit the ground.
Yes.
You feel well rested.
Yes. The thing that sucks about our travel is that we put a lot into the plane, but then you have to stay in Tommy's side cot.
Yeah, but I think that that's a pro.
That is true, yeah.
I take that as a, you could have been like the peninsula, and I said, no. I want to be next to my Tommy baby.
This is the best day of my life.
I have a really hard time calling you Tom Takar. Not like an emotional block, but
sure.
I'll just say it sometimes, and people are like, no. And I'm like, I know. But then I almost feel entitled because I'm like, yeah, but we go way back.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
But it's, I just wouldn't. Obviously, he's an enemy of both of ours.
Sure, that's the thing. And
also what a big day.
Yeah, Robert Kraft.
So funny seeing Colts fans just be so psyched about this trafficking thing.
I know. And it is, I was like thinking about it on the way here and I'm like, we have an owner who's dabbled
great.
In some
he's done something
illegal
bad.
Activities for
yep,
sure, too.
Yep.
Yeah, I love it, though. I mean, I hate the I hate the trafficking. Of course, mm-hmm. I am. We got to stop the trafficking.
Yeah, yeah.
Indianapolis trafficking.
Mm-hmm,
There's trafficking any old place. But, yeah, and he's not going to go to jail, obviously.
Of course
yeah,
not.
But it's embarrassing, and I like that.
Yeah, it is embarrassing, but this organization doesn't give a shit about embarrassment. They're untouchable.
I always
very
thought,
frustrating.
There was a when his wife died. Yeah. There was a thing where they had a big owners meeting like 2 days after his wife died, and he went. And everyone's like, it shows how committed he is to the franchise. Like, maybe
no.
He just didn't care about his wife.
Yeah, yeah.
What
yeah.
are you doing at an owners meeting? Right? It's like not. They're being like, are we going to lie about CTE this year or next year? Do we think kneeling is bad still? Okay, meeting adjourned. Like, yeah. They're not making high-level decisions. And if they are, let evil Jerry Jones go in your place. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you guys want the same things.
Yes.
Like, skip a day. I mean, I love looking at watching Elizabeth Hasselbeck cry on The View and Robert Kraft's girlfriend. I don't know if they're together anymore. It's hard to tell if he's visiting, you know, jerky places. She is younger than me. Like, she is so hot and so young.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It would make me so furious if I was anyone in his family.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They did an audition tape together.
What?
Oh, I'll send it to you guys.
Send
they auditioned for, like, she wanted to be an actress.
They were going
to
do The Amazing Race.
I don't even think. I don't know what it was for, but it's incredible. And he, like, is in it with her. And you get to see them, like, interact.
Yeah.
Sexy.
It's for shit. What was that show on Fox that we were talking about? The
Temptation Island.
Temptation Island. What a hit!
I also love. So today we're going to talk about Cher.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's a good job we're doing of alienating anyone who would like Cher by immediately talking about football for 5 minutes up
top. Well, this is really Megan.
I mean, I think Cher would make an incredible Super Bowl halftime show.
Ooh.
And I think the only reason that it hasn't happened is because she's so far above it. Like, she mm-hmm. wouldn't because. CJ, you know, this is my fiance. I know you guys don't know who I'm talking about.
Future podcast guest.
Future guest.
Maybe next
who knows
week.
Who he'll pick. He'll be like, can it be the Scottie Pippen Mr. Sub commercial? And you're like, well, no, there's got to be more than one. He was like, kids don't care about Cher. And it's like, no one cares about Maroon 5.
Yes.
So if they can do it, we can do it. Like,
yeah, yeah.
They've now
Coldplay
set the bar so low. It's like people being
do you
like,
think Coldplay or Maroon 5 was more like
Maroon
who
5.
Gives a shit?
Maroon 5.
Really?
Yeah, because Coldplay is international. And I do think at one time they were really fucking cool.
Okay.
I saw Maroon 5.
As a
5,
fan of theirs, I don't know if they were ever cool. But the international thing, I think you're right.
I saw Maroon 5 open for John Mayer in 2004.
Yeah.
At Deer Creek.
And
I remember being like, wow, they're really good. But they were like dorks then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I used to be a huge fan.
Songs About
them,
Jane.
I went and saw them in concert. Yeah, after it was, it wasn't the Songs About Jane tour. It was their second album. I want to say it's called like Hands All Over.
Oh,
it's something
no.
really bad.
Have you done it? You've done it on the podcast.
Joel Kim Booster. Famously,
oh, okay.
Famously.
Honestly, I wonder how he feels. Like, he would not want them to do the Super Bowl halftime show, though.
We, I don't know. We tried to get him to do a voicemail, but he was on some cruise.
He was on a cruise.
I know. My brother, who's never met Joel Kim, was like, what's going on with your friend? what is this gay cruise he's on? I'm like, I don't know. How are you following all of these comedians?
What's the deal with this cruise I'm following him on to?
While we're talking about the NFL, I want to hear, we kind of touched on it. What are your thoughts on kneeling, Megan?
I went to a Rangers game last night.
Yes.
Now, okay, so I will say this. No one's going to come after me. And if you do, you're losers. I'm not allowed to talk negatively about the NFL
right.
for two more calendar years.
As long as you're a running back on the NFL.
But I don't know what they would do to me. I really, like, I don't know. They would make me maybe give back my money. I can't.
Right.
I can't decide what they would do. So
yeah,
I'm just going to.
Everything causes CTE. You know?
I'm just going to talk about them anyways. And then hope for them. I've broken every NDA I've ever signed. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't live on the edge in terms of like going wild places,
sure.
but like fucking with major corporations. I'm like, yeah, let's
yeah.
do it.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. So I went to a Rangers game last night. And people yell throughout the whole national anthem, which I think is much more disrespectful,
for sure.
much more distracting, much more like rude
yeah,
to
yeah, yeah.
That's a big Chicago thing, too. The Blackhawks have the same guy do it. They just cheer the whole time.
It's horrible. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm not going to, like, boycott. I think it's like, oh, you guys are drunk and trash. Mm-hmm. But it's like, this is way fucking worse than someone kneeling.
Well, I have, friends who we would always make sure to get to Cubs games late so we didn't have to see any of, like, the pregame Patriots.
Which is also worse.
But
then
these are the same guys who are like, I can't believe what they're doing. It's like, we don't want to... It's boring.
Wait, well, they also were like, I can't believe.
Some of those guys are in the same camp as like, you know.
Well, we should say you're not legally allowed to take a
side. I'm pro-kneeling.
But we we are our take on this this issue is, well, it's talked about in this song. We'll just play real quick.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
This is Tommy.
That's you?
No.
Oh, I was like, you're
so great. Place my hand upon my heart.
Oh, it picked
every time her anthem plays.
The only time he's ever respected a woman.
When I see somebody on TV take their stand on bended knee, whether it's on astroturf or grass, I think of those whose freedom was not free, and I say, take a knee, my ass. I'll stand up.
Wow.
That's our thoughts on taking a knee during the anthem. And also, we have another.
there is another song about that.
Take a knee, my ass.
Yes. There are two country songs. There's probably more, but when you type in take a knee, there's two different country songs about taking a knee. Wow. Now we're here to talk about Cher.
Yeah. Well, Cher is very socially vocal.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a big,
on Twitter.
Big tweeter.
It doesn't always make sense.
Nope.
But even when it doesn't make sense, you're like, I'm with you. I am throwing this a retweet.
She's a big emoji user.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's a big shit talker.
Oh, she has so many feuds.
I want to find all of the... I should have pulled them up before. It doesn't matter. I'm going to maybe put them in later. But there's so many examples of her just openly talking shit about people.
Yeah.
Like when she ended her Vegas residency, mm-hmm. she goes
Which
on,
I went
goes,
to.
You out. You should talk about that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. How was it?
I've seen Cher three times. Cher was the first concert I've ever been to.
Oh, shit.
Also at Deer Creek. It was also the first time I ever smelled marijuana. I was 12.
Wow.
And my mom told me to run in the other direction.
Run? Smoke a weed, my ass.
And then, and then I saw her at Conseco. And then I saw her in Vegas like a few months ago.
What was the best of the three?
They were all different. Mm-hmm. This Vegas was truly one of the best concerts I've ever seen. She's able to do, and we'll get into this, she is doing ABBA songs now because of Mamma Mia 2. Mama I think Mia that's 2. How they got her to be in it, because Meryl was Oscars. Like, I'm going to be dead.
By the way, one of the funniest things in the world that Meryl Streep, they don't tell you she's only going to be in one scene.
No, and as a ghost.
and she's a ghost in it.
And it's a beautiful scene.
It's a great scene. It's probably the best scene besides Cher's scenes.
I think
Cher's the best part of the movie.
Oh, Cher is incredible. Well, I and this is also a tough hill to die on. I think Mamma Mia 2 is like a perfect movie.
You have to be fucking kidding me.
I love it so much.
You can't come on the podcast
it's
and say
so
shit like
good.
This.
Because nothing bad happens. Like, from frame one, you're like, oh my God, this is insane. And then the worst thing that happens is a thunderstorm.
That's when they play the most dramatic ABBA song, which is my favorite.
That
knowing,
is the climax.
Knowing me, knowing you, they play during a storm where for some reason she has a house in the woods. And the guy is like kind of leaving, but he's also there. It's not a big deal
it's
at all.
It's a perfect movie because they set it out.
You think
to, like,
a perfect movie is a movie with no conflict?
Yeah. Well, you know, Forrest Gump famously has no villain.
Right.
Mamma Mia 2 has no villain, no
God
conflict.
Is the villain
I mean, it's Forrest really Gump. So incredible. And like Mamma Mia is also, I think, a great movie, but there's a play to compare it to. And yes. And a Broadway show is always going to be better than a movie. It's like a book. Mm-hmm. It's just like, oh my God. When I've seen Mamma Mia 3 times on Broadway.
Oh my God.
Well, I mean, some of them were in Indianapolis. So we're talking like Torco. Right. Okay.
Off-Broadway.
Maybe one Chicago, one Broadway, actually.
Broad Rippleway.
And exactly.
I've been to Indiana.
You know. And so you can, when you saw Mamma Mia the movie, you're like, okay, but I wish, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. When you see Mamma Mia 2, you go, there's nothing to compare this to. We are getting B-side hits that are fucking also, bangers.
And also repeat songs.
Of course.
My favorite thing about that movie is the fact they were just like, eh, fuck it, let's just do Dancing Queen again.
And
who
Dancing
cares?
Queen was sung by extras. There's not even like I mean, the guys are there.
Yeah, they're around.
But like, even when it was starting, I was like, I have forgotten the plot. Like, I was like, one of them is gay. Like, right? One of them was gay?
I don't think any of them are gay.
Oh, I thought one of them was
gay. No, I don't think they're gay.
Isn't
I'm pretty sure
Colin Firth gay?
I don't think he is.
Oh, I thought he was
I think
gay.
You're thinking of the word British.
No. but how did I get off on this rant? So Vegas was great. Everybody was old and sitting, and it really pissed me off because it's like Cher 72. Yeah. Get
the problem
fuck up.
And she's standing, yeah.
She's doing like...
She doing outfit changes?
She must have worn 12 different outfits.
That alone, I don't even need her to sing. Just watching an old woman change 12 times. I'm a pervert.
Incredible. She came out in a sequin thong.
What?
Yes.
By the way, quote earlier today from resident hot man on the show, Connor Delahanty.
Yeah, he is pretty hot.
He's a hot guy.
I didn't know he was sober now.
He's been sober for 2 years.
Gosh, we're dropping like flies.
We're trying to trick him back into drinking.
Did he have a problem?
He says
I told him that. I felt like he was getting sober at me.
I definitely, if there was anybody in this household to get sober, it'd be Tommy first, Tim second.
Tim,
I don't know. I think Tim and I.
But I don't want to lose Tim because Tim will send me late night DMs.
Colts related. Shoot your shot, Tim.
Colts Pacers related. No.
So
no,
Megan's
no.
saying she wants everyone to start sending her DMs late at night.
I actually love getting DMs. I really do.
You get Colts, do you get Pacers from him?
Yeah.
Just okay.
Yeah, I get it all from him.
Dude,
I get
check
it all.
Out this sticker. Isn't this tight? I'm going to buy Connor bought a Lance
I have bad Lance news.
What do you got?
I didn't know Lance was involved in a domestic.
We can't.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't know
I
that
found
until
that
recently.
Out after CJ bought me a $120 Lakers jersey.
Ooh.
So Connor
and that
got,
really fucking ruins it.
Some Lance artwork. We should post it on the Instagram. Can we post your Lance artwork on the Instagram, Connor?
Yeah, sure. Just credit the artist.
We'll credit the artist we'll for sure. I'm going to buy a shirt from this guy. He's great. Ballinger, Adam Ballinger or something? Yeah, he's great. His Instagram's great. Anyway, Connor, earlier today, said Cher at this very age could get it.
Yeah, at 72? Hell yeah.
He's a handsome man.
No,
so.
She looks wow. amazing.
He ain't just whistling Dixie. Yeah, and he also said any day of the week.
Yeah, Tuesday, Sunday.
Why not? Hey, if you think Cher could get it, tweet at Tommy.
I'll tweet at you. Oh, I'll okay. tweet it. I'd give it to her. I would definitely. If I were in her presence, I would.
Did she ever remarry after Sonny?
She definitely had relationships. Mm-hmm. Gosh, I don't know.
I remember finding out about the Sonny Bono thing from an Eminem lyric. Because he says
the skiing.
He says when we hit. He says something like, "When we smoke weed, we hit the trees harder than Sonny Bono."
Oh, I didn't. Was he high?
No, he's talking about when he gets high.
I shouldn't be laughing. Now, Sonny was a Republican, correct?
Is that true?
I believe he was because he was a congressman.
Is that right?
Yeah, he was a congressman, and he was like Palm Springs' congressman.
Oh, wow.
Well,
and
in
I
that
believe
case,
he was a
Sonny
Republican.
Bono, you're canceled.
I know it's because then his wife took over his spot, and then she also became the head of USA Gymnastics and had to resign after like less than a month because she said crazy racist things.
Oh, shit.
So.
I vaguely remember all of this. I mean, the man was born in 1935.
God, well, is that true? And yeah. People wow. also, when the R. Kelly stuff was coming up, people would bring up a lot, and they were like, "Yeah, Cher and Sonny started dating when he was like 19, and she was like 13." I mean, it was it was definitely an illegal.
But this is like a John Wayne situation. By the way, moment of silence against John Wayne.
Again, a moment of silence against. I've never heard that phrase before.
We're starting it now.
At the Vegas show, she has a picture frame come down, and Sunny sings, "I Got You, Babe," next to her.
That's a little that terrifying.
Made, oh, I sobbed. That made me start tingling. Oh, I sobbed. Oh, I cried. I mean, I was very drunk and high. I went with my friend who was pregnant, so I was like, somebody to take care of me. You know, like, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I had a...
Past guest,
Kara Clank. I had a dress on so short that even standing, you could see my pussy. Like,
that's the Cher vibe.
And I was just like dancing in it, like, yeah, man, what the fuck are you losers doing? And high and drunk, weeped openly.
Surrounded by old people.
Surrounded by elderly. But I was like, oh my God, my pussy's out. And then I was like, oh, they're all so old. Like, none of them have glasses on. They don't want to wear. Yeah, they can't see my pussy. And if they could, lucky night for them.
Just some old woman like, oh, tonight was good. I saw a young woman's pussy.
Vegas is crazy.
So at this Vegas residency show, I think it was her last one, she apologized to the crowd because following her was going to be the new residencies were going to be Britney Spears, J-Lo, and I can't remember. The crowd starts booing, and then she's like, yeah, I don't really like them either. Or she goes, crowd, you're better than that. And then she goes, but I don't like them either. And then she goes, and while I'm at it, I don't like Jessica Simpson either.
Who's wow. not even performing yet. Anymore.
Nothing to do with it.
Who's just a mother on Weight Watchers.
Hey, speaking of someone on Weight Watchers.
Well, I'm only saying that she's a spokeswoman, okay?
Right,
and
right.
as a spokesman. I will say, from that clip we played at the beginning, she like invented the term dragging, right?
Yeah, she's... Oh, maybe. But it sounded like...
Drag her by the hair?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess maybe she did.
I feel like that's the beginning of dragging.
A drag. That could be, yeah.
She really... So she talked. She did like a 30-minute soliloquy during the Vegas show, and that was the only low point. It could have been. Kara and I were sitting there, you know, as writers, being like, "Somebody's got to punch this up because there's." She would like start a story about Letterman and her, because her and Letterman hated each other.
Yeah. So what exactly? There's a clip of her calling Letterman an asshole.
Can
to
we
his
find
face. It? Yeah. Let me see. The problem is these are all in these big compilations, and I didn't.
She said on stage, was it like Cher feuds 2019?
Cher biggest diva moment.
Cher mixtape. Yeah.
She said I think if I'm recalling correctly in my pussy out drunken high state that she was like, I called him and I didn't want to go on the show because he was an asshole.
Yes.
And then she was like, so when I got on the show, he was like, why didn't you ever want to be on the show? And she was like, well, because you're an asshole.
Yeah.
And she's like, I didn't think that was a big deal. It'd be like someone calling me a cunt, you know, be like, yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah.
I found the clip.
I get why you said okay. No.
You mean you're staying in New York now?
Yes.
And you don't have the cash to cover the bill?
Well, it's a pretty big one. And so I thought I'll come on and see what this guy's like. And
Well, if you think this show will cover that hotel bill, you were sadly misled.
I've heard of that. I've actually heard you get paid scale for
this
show.
Well, it's nickels and dimes. It's like I was saying earlier, the Today Show is on a cruise somewhere, and we're working with hairpins. That's all we get. Now, do you live in New York now? You live in California?
No, I kind of go back and forth.
So this time you're staying in New York. How long have you been here?
Since October.
Arms are crossed.
In a hotel
like
since October?
No, I've been in a hotel for actually the last couple of months.
Uh-huh. And you want us to cover this? did we agree to pay for part of
it? She asked for a bunch of money.
Is that right?
No.
Okay, so that you thought that was one reason, but of course that's not really the reason. What was the reason? I mean, you must have had a change of heart about something.
No, actually, I don't know, because I thought that I would never want to do this show with you.
Now, why? Now, let's explore this a little. Why? Because you thought I was...
An ass.
I thought they bleeped the last one. They bleeped the other one. Crowd
goes. I think Letterman would admit he's an ass.
He starts smoking a cigar right when she says that. He's smoking a cigar right now.
They're, of course, not booing. They're just chanting, Cher, Cher. And of course, for you folks at home who may have missed that, what she said was she thought I was an awfully nice guy.
Yeah,
no,
so
an
good.
Ass to me is
He's so funny.
He was so good. Yeah. I miss him every day, and I'm happy he retired before Me Too happened.
Yeah.
You know him, Bob Barker.
But he's back.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah, Bob Barker was just openly kissing
bag.
Women on the show. It's crazy.
Talking about neutering dogs? What a fucking purr.
That is weird, man.
That's a strange cause.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of dogs watched that show, too, and that must have been hard for them. Yeah, that's. She has so many great clips. Watching, yeah, she should start a hair salon. She had so many great clips.
Oh, God.
No, she's a... She's the most watchable person I think I've ever seen. She's great.
I feel like from watching, you know, sort of being her fan now for 20 years, she talks a lot about how people were like so mean to her when she started in the business. And I think it made her very much like who she is. Like everyone was like, you're ugly all the time.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson called her ugly and old. And that's what prompted Connor to say that she could get it because we looked up pictures of her, which was maybe a weird thing to do. But
she was also one of the first people I remember being really, really open about plastic surgery.
Interesting.
And like her and Joan Rivers were like, yeah, I got shit done. I don't know why. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm a performer. I do this for a living, and I'm nipping and sucking.
She went in on Madonna for getting work done, though.
Well, she'll go in on Madonna on
anything,
and I like that.
I think it's fun. I think it's a good time.
Anti-Madonna.
Really?
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, I'm anti-Madonna.
You're pro Mamma Mia 2 and anti-Madonna.
Well, Madonna just thinks she's the only one who's ever done anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think her going in on Lady Gaga is very, like, you're just, it's very Nicki Cardi. It's like,
you're jealous of the new class.
Yeah, you gotta give, I think Lady Gaga gives you enough due and people revere you. Your name is Madonna. You know, like, you are a forever icon. Why do you need to be, I guess it's not punching down, but like, why are you even bothered in this? Like, it's just not worth it to be shitting on people.
It's like when Tommy got mad at One Direction. You know? There's some new hot boys on the town.
I don't like
Tommy.
Zayn. People listen to our live episode will know that Zayn is the only thing I can say when someone brings up One Direction. I just know the name.
By the way, speaking of live episodes, we're doing another
March
live
14th.
One. March 14th, Union Hall. We've already got a fun lineup. We got Sean Donnelly. We got Shalewa Sharp back for more.
Honestly, when you asked me to do this, I thought it was a live one.
We wanted to. We want. I wish
you were in town for a live
one. Oh, I'm going to Bush.
There's receipts. There's receipts. I asked Tommy. I was like, God damn it. I was like, I wonder if CJ and Megan are in town for that live one. Yeah. Maybe fly back out. Hey, we'll fly you back out for that.
All right. Yeah. Give me the bed again. Honestly, if the bed isn't available and it's just like business or above, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We should start playing songs.
We'll find a business for you to sleep in.
There's a pigeon store.
Shit, what was it? Oh, yeah. So we should go to Jared before we get too deep in here.
Uh-oh. Does Jared know it was mine?
He does not.
Oh, okay.
No, Jared, we just spent a weekend with.
We were just, I guess we weren't just with because I still have not listened to my album.
November, right?
November.
Okay, here is Jared from the Comedy Attic, where Megan just recorded her album. Tommy was there. He can attest that it was a great time.
Well, Tommy was a great time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right, so these are Jared's thoughts on Cher.
What's up, y'all? It's this week they went to Jared. The boys are going to have a guest on defending Cher. You know, Tom and I talked about this beforehand, and, you know, I told him that I think that there's room to have this discussion. I mean, I think that she is pretty generally loved by a lot of people. I know she's, you know, people's hero, like their favorite artist of anyone. And so there's always something to be said for like a good person who has a hero. You know, I'm not going to take it seriously if someone's like, my hero is so-and-so from Insane Clown Posse or whatever. Like, but like good people, you know, would like worship Cher. So I'm not necessarily going to sit here and, you know, disparage her. I'm not going to listen to her music, probably. I mean, I think that the times that I've tried to listen to it, I think the early years are fine, and I think that the stuff later on is just not for me. And I think a lot of people might feel that way, but she's definitely someone to be respected. She seems super woke on, like, Twitter. Like, I see her saying things that are really, you know, she's going out of her way to be, you know, cool in a lot of, at a lot of things. And of course she hates Trump, which is good. So, I mean, I think all in all, you know, we're lucky to have her. And I think that she means a lot to a lot of good people, and that's important. Anyway, thanks guys.
Thank you, Jared.
More like Sherrod.
Yeah. Yeah. More like Sherrod. Thanks for sharing your opinions, Jared. We also, in addition to Jared's thoughts, we go to Facebook to get some opinions. Did you take a peek?
You know what? I really have not been on Facebook lately.
You're doing the right thing. You know, I said to myself last week that I was going to do that no social media thing, and I told myself I wasn't even going to talk about it.
I'm not doing no social
media. No, but no Facebook is the easy
I'm doing a lot of Twitter. I'm doing a lot of Instagram.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I just, Facebook, yeah, it's, kind I took it off my phone.
I did the same
and
thing,
I don't miss it. It really brought me nothing positive. Mm-hmm. So no, I haven't seen it, but I can't wait to hear what the people said.
I love drama. And so
I see if it was just drama, I'm not getting enough drama. I'm getting like,
it was easier when we lived in Chicago. I feel like if you're more connected in that scene, more people are on it too. More. Yeah.
And so there's so many, there's people that I'm like very, very close friends with now who I don't even think that I'm Facebook friends with. Like it just, I have hundreds of pending friend requests. Like, it's just not even something that I've thought of at all. I interviewed the Backstreet Boys.
I saw that.
And I posted a picture on there. And then the first picture before that was when I got engaged. And I was like, yeah, I think I'm done.
By the way,
think that's it for me.
I think the two most jealous time, like the things in someone's career I've been most jealous of are Jack Knight being in NBA 2K and Megan Gailey getting a comment from Reggie Miller.
So Reggie Miller regrammed my story
last night.
He follows CJ and me. I was at Madison Square Garden and I took a picture of all the Knicks banners.
Yeah.
And I said, it's kind of weird they don't have a Reggie Miller banner at MSG. And he restoried it with clapping, crying, going petition.
Amazing.
People are like, you genuinely need to invite him to the wedding.
Are you going to?
Yeah, we'll send him an invite.
He lives in LA, right?
Yeah, and I don't think he'll come. It would be weird, and I'd be like, Reggie, we're kind of taking away. Also, I don't know if I can be this sexually drawn to somebody with a belly button tattoo the day I'm getting married. Mm-hmm. But maybe he'll send a gift.
That'd be sick. Incredible.
Every time my niece sees CJ, she yells, boom, baby.
Wow. I love it. The only thing, the thing I was most excited about when I was on the radio was when Uncle Drew came out, there was a press day where all those people were at the Sirius building. And it's the only time I've ever asked for anything or that I asked for anything on the show. But I was like, can we please try to get Reggie Miller?
Yeah.
And I don't think they did. And I was really bummed. But it was one of those where I was like, I almost just hung out at the building all day in the hopes that I would just see him. But then I don't want to be that. I never want to be that guy that's just like, hey, you don't know me at all.
Yeah.
But can I get a picture?
He seems, I mean, we DM'd once.
Uh-huh.
CJ and him have DM'd like multiple times.
Yeah.
And he seems really cool.
I thought it
was crazy that he saw my story last night and then put it up. Like, I was like,
that is very cool.
It seems like he would. It was also during the Bucks Celtics game.
So he's like working.
I got back to the hotel and CJ was watching the game and I'm like, wait, is Reggie calling the game?
That's amazing.
Like, when did he regram it? I'm like an hour and a half ago.
That's wild.
Yeah, maybe halftime.
You're watching the game. He's just like,
He's like, listen, Giannis was sitting. I go to Instagram.
That is incredible. I love the half of this episode we've talked about sports.
That's what Cher would have wanted.
Sadly, if there's a Venn diagram, I'm the only one in the center of it. So I guess I'll just listen
to
this
have to listen
7 million times.
Yeah, if you want to match our average, yeah.
So going to Facebook. Oh, by the way, I forgot the part that I was going to say about Madonna and her earlier. She has the nastiest quote that's like the best backhanded thing that I'm going to start using, where it's she goes, she's very creative. And then she goes, she's because she's made it like to where she's like, she's used the, she's gotten so much out of her talent.
Yeah.
And then she says, and the guy interviewer is like, what does that mean? He goes, well, she's not talented.
Why did he ask a follow up?
Oh, it's so good that he did. Cause then she's like, he goes, she's not a very good singer and she's not a very good actor.
I think all of that is true.
And she's stretched it and she's famous and she's great at being famous. Yeah. It's so good.
Petty.
It's so petty. I love it. I live for it.
She's queen.
She invented tea. and Tommy invented low tea.
God damn it.
What's low tea?
Low testosterone.
Aww. I did not like Frank? Eugenics?
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, you guys don't have eugenics commercials.
No.
Are you watching streaming sports or live sports?
We're usually hook the laptop
We're
up
streamers.
To
the
TV. Okay. Frank Thomas is doing...
Is he doing low tea commercials?
Oh, and it's so fucking crazy.
The big hurt, damn.
The commercials are bad. He looks great. He honestly looks great. His head is so little compared to the rest of his body. Like, a
he's
proportion
like
that is in... He looks like the man from Beetlejuice.
Oh, God.
Whose head got shrunk. All right, sorry.
I went off
on another chair.
I started reading the Facebook. I'm very
okay,
sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't give you a...
I want to hear the hate. Is there hate?
I don't know that there's any hate here.
Someone says they tuned out after Believe, I think.
Yeah.
Well, but there's not really been anything after Believe. I mean, like...
Yeah.
I think the only knock on her... I truly stand by her music. I actually think it's really, really, really good music. I also think her voice is so unique. I think as an artist, she's second to none.
Wow.
She's taken risks. She's just done stuff. She had a fucking variety show. Like, Chrissy Teigen, what are you doing? You know, I love you. What is your talent? I've yet to find out.
Yeah. Ugh,
please cut that from the fucking... I don't want... I'm going to fucking see her.
It'll be fun. She won't.
But like, it's like Cher has done everything. She has won an Oscar. She is a singer that is more decorated living than perhaps anyone else.
Yeah.
The music is good. The acting is good. The like her as a commentator on just life is good.
Where's she at on an EGOT?
I don't think a Tony.
So maybe just Grammy and
Oscar.
I can't
imagine.
She must have a Grammy.
Yeah, she probably has countless. And I can't imagine an Emmy.
Sure, you could count them.
We should get her on like an SVU guest star.
You got the guest appearance one, yeah.
Yeah,
we got to get her that Carol Burnett SVU guest star.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know who reps her, but I'll find out.
Yeah.
Did she get an Oscar?
Yes.
For what?
Moonstruck?
Something. The Mask?
Yes.
Her movies are good. She has all of her movies are excellent. Mermaids, great.
Never seen
Witches of Whatever, great.
Yeah,
they're like movies I watched as a kid, and I was like, this bitch is doing this too.
Yeah.
But yeah, post Believe. Who's going for Cher post Believe?
Sean Wilkinson writes, I like Cher, but I feel the need to point out this low point in her career. This is the album Greg Allman and Cher made during their short marriage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Allman Brothers. Wow.
Basically, no one bought it except my dad, and that's why it's the only vinyl record he still owns. I don't think he's even listened to it.
The only vinyl record.
He just appreciates that it's rare because it's very bad, and the picture is very funny. It's it just says Allman and Woman.
No, it doesn't. Allman and Woman.
Share with you, Tommy, over
there. I don't know if any of... Because I have multiple Cher... albums and definitely at least two greatest hits. And I don't know if there's any from Allman and Woman.
Was that when you did those Allman commercials? Was it called Allman and Woman?
That was the call sheet.
Yeah. Allman was one.
Number one.
Well, that's fucked up.
Yeah, but I ate the shit out of it.
Hell yeah. Blue Diamond.
Bobby Buds writes, believe me, you're right. He writes, I one time did a joke at an open mic called Asian Cher.
Oh, no.
And multiple people said it was the worst joke they've ever heard. I got to tell you, I don't know if I saw it the first time he did it, but I did see it.
What
and
was
it
the
is
joke?
One of the worst jokes I've ever heard. I don't remember. It's just an impression of him doing.
I don't want to guess.
Cher
because
as
a guess
an Asian
would be racist.
Person?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you can guess. You can put the. You can connect those dots.
I'm trying to think what song he did.
My guess is that he said bereave. That's my guess.
Oh, okay.
Bobby, did you say bereave?
Bobby, did you say bereave? Because CJ's going to be on next week. And we want you to call in. And we want you to say it to his Filipino face.
I know Carolyn Gitmer wrote that she wanted to call in, but she said, Cher's God.
Thank you.
James Zekas writes, believe killed any interest I had in her.
That's what I was
thinking. Emma Phipps angry faced it. So there's the drama, baby.
But believe brought her back.
Yeah.
That was the tour that like made her. I was
you didn't put
in
believe
middle
on your
school.
Playlist, right?
Yeah. Well,
you
no,
did?
I don't think I did. I don't think I did.
Should we play it?
We should listen to. Yeah, well.
Let's do a rapid fire.
We don't have a ton of time.
Let's just do rapid fire.
Listen, you're
going to
be late to your.
Time.
Ugh, the mic touched my mouth.
I'm already.
We have the cleanest mics in the industry.
Eight?
It's at 8. I'm last, but it's 30 minutes away. It's 8 right now.
We're going to do rapid fire. We'll do it like a, if you want to do a power hour, that's what we'll do.
Yeah. A very rapid power hour. All right. So let's hear if I could turn back time first. Great song. This is
no.
You have to go back.
Because the thing is, it's a famous video. It's one of the most famous music videos of all time.
And in fact, John Villancini wrote, that video with the sailors and Cher's butt made a big impression on me as a kid. I don't think it was necessarily sexual attraction. Not that she wasn't attractive so much as, why are we allowed to see this on TV?
Yeah.
Push it down. I didn't really mean to hurt you. This is a great
so
song.
Good.
She's admitting fault. She's I messed up.
Written by Diane Warren and
Elizabeth Warren.
That's right.
Pocahontas
wrote this.
Diane Warren said Cher hated the song and she had to force her to sing it.
Oh wow!
I believe that.
I held her leg down during a session. Oh my God!
Jesus Christ!
And said you have to record it. According to Warren, Cher's response was "Fuck you, bitch! You're hurting my leg." Okay, I'll try it.
Why is this not like a 30 for 30?
Yeah, are they still friends?
Apparently, once she recorded the tune, Cher gave me this look. Like, you were right. But it was a look. It's not she didn't actually say it.
It was like a...
Please let me go. Unhand me look.
All right.
Great
this
song,
is
great video.
Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. The wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr.
Okay, Robert Kraft. Okay. I mean, it's a song about how people are like, you're disgusting. Yeah. And then when it's dark out, they're like, actually, we like what you have to sell.
Damn.
And then she gets knocked up by a 21-year-old and he leaves her.
Man.
Ooh,
but it's not an
song.
Autobiographical song. It's a...
It's a tale. It's a fiction. It's Cher's first number one solo hit and part of a big comeback. 1967 was the last time she had had a hit on her own or with Sonny and Cher. She released a financially disastrous movie called Chastity, and that same year released an album, The Tank. That year, she and Sonny revived their nightclub act. And then that, in 71, they got a deal for their own variety show.
When did this come out?
This is 71.
So she had a comeback
in
1971.
Yeah, and you saw her last year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And reminder, listener, it's 2019 right now. She's still kicking. All right, let's hear I Got You, Babe.
Winner and still champion.
Yeah, this is a great song. It's
still great.
They wrote this?
Oh, let me see. I don't know.
Now, Diane Warren had him underwater, and she
was like... She let them up every once in a while for them to tell her to go fuck herself. You got me, baby, I got you.
I got you, baby.
Will you and CJ sing this at your wedding?
Yes. Hell yeah.
If we're playing sicko mode four times, we're playing I Got You Babe once.
Oh my God. Okay, Sonny Bono was an up-and-coming record producer when he got Cher a job with Phil Spector at a session.
Phil Spector?
Okay.
Famous murderer.
Yeah, she survived him.
They started dating and moved into their manager's house where Bono would write songs on a piano in the garage. He came up with I Got You Babe and wrote the lyrics on a piece of cardboard. Cher didn't like it at first.
Wow.
Cher might have terrible
taste. Maybe because
it
was on cardboard. Like, you're in your manager's house and there's not a legal pad floating around?
I will say
his first song was Why Lie? I'm just going to buy booze anyway. Yeah.
Followed up by Homeless and Pregnant.
I just did I did Joe Gonzalez's podcast this weekend, and we were talking about somehow I brought up Phil Spector, and his co-host Kristen was like, I hope nothing bad ever comes out about him. And I was like, oh, I got some bad news. He is a straight up murderer.
All right, that is How You Got You, Babe. Great song. This one is...
So this was... When we saw her in Vegas, Kara did not know this was a Cher song.
This is
and that's
after
why,
all.
That's why I put it on here.
The love theme from Chances Are. Well, here we are again.
Oh, yes.
Peter Cetera.
Yes.
From Chicago, right?
That is, I believe so, yeah. Sorry, did I fuck up?
No, you just saw how much I was feeling it.
We keep coming back to these two
hearts. Two angels who've been rescued. CJ and I will be singing this too.
It's going to be a 45 minute duet
song. I love that you guys will be singing the songs at your wedding. That's what my dream for my wedding was too. Let's see. Theme of the 89 movie, chances are, at first Cher said this was dog shit, but then she was convinced.
It's just such a dramatic ballad.
It's
no,
the
I
most
really
70s
like
thing in the world. Yeah.
All right, let's hear the Shoop Shoop song. This is a cover.
Yes, but covered by dozens
Cher.
Of people. This was from Mermaids with Winona Ryder.
Ooh. The thief. Speaking of gamblers, gypsies, and thieves. Or what are the tramps, gypsies?
It's funny with all the bad things people in Hollywood did. I remember when Winona Ryder was caught with like that. I was like,
I don't care.
Can't support her anymore.
Oh, I truly was like, I don't care.
No, it doesn't matter. I just remember watching Mr. Deeds and be like, I really want to like her, but she ruined it.
Yeah. What a simple time,
tainted.
You know?
Yeah.
It'd be funny if there was like a cultural movement to out celebrity thieves.
And gypsies, of course.
She has a very cool voice. Can't argue.
Valuable dating advice.
I think the original version of this song is in some movie I've seen a million times.
Well, this song has
been
because when I was looking it up, I was like, I don't think this is her. Like, I knew it wasn't her, and then when I saw who originally did it, I was like, I don't really even know
what
who that
is. The original, but the movie.
There's
that
some
it's
movie
been,
that this
a,
is
I think
in,
it's been a lot, but there's one I know what you're talking about where it's like it's. I think it's.
But
in
it's
the
like
soundtrack.
A '60s version.
Yes.
Yeah.
But she does a 60s. In Mermaids is set in the 60s. Mm. Cher has like a bouffant.
Oh, so it's supposed to be like that.
Is it Back to the Future, maybe?
Maybe.
This song, Squee wrote, this song's a classic. I don't like Cher except for this song.
From Peter Pan?
Yeah.
This song is good. I think good no matter who does it, but I love that Cher does it.
Yeah, very
I
good.
Love that she's not afraid to do... Oh, God.
This is now we're in the Mamma Mia portion.
This is song of the summer.
This is Abba,
song of the summer.
Was it a tough summer?
Nope. Don't download it. Donate it. Singing this to Andy Garcia.
Very,
who also had a great year. Book Club? Okay.
I didn't
was Book Club
good?
Yeah. And he is sexy in both of them. He is fucking in both of them.
I gotta say, I have not heard that Book Club was good. But then again, I also saw Mamma Mia 2 and know it to be a bad movie.
I don't think a lot of things are good that are good, that are supposedly good. Yeah. Mm. I've also never seen Breaking Bad. But Mamma Mia 2, classic. This is like, it's patriotic. Oh, my God. Also, when...
It is patriotic, obviously.
I'm taking a knee.
We were young and my ass.
Yeah, what the fuck, Tommy? And I'm not ashamed to say the roar of guns and cannons almost made me cry.
It's made me cry. Just listen. There was something in the air that night. The stars were bright.
I do like her version a lot. And in the movie, it might be the only part of the movie besides the Meryl Streep ghost scene that I like.
You like, I remember like...
Cher was my favorite part of the movie for sure.
I was in a recliner high and drunk. And I really don't go
pussy
to
out.
I just want to pussy out.
Are you okay?
Pussy out. It was funny because I had pants on and I took them off. And I sat up and I wept. Like when she came out... Oh,
so good.
Andy Garcia was so happy to see her. Yes. He loved her. It's also amazing because you're like, wait, Cher is supposed to be Meryl Streep's mother. And they are the
same age.
Yep. I love Hollywood. I love it.
We all love Hollywood.
Oh, and I haven't even told you guys a really special thing.
Ooh.
Maybe I know we're nearing the end. So I am getting married.
I am getting married.
Yes.
And I will be having a bachelorette party. Mm-hmm. And my bachelorette party is Cher themed.
Oh, shit.
Oh, hell yeah.
So everybody comes as their
and
favorite.
If you're a Patreon subscriber, you can go.
Oh, fuck yeah. Absolutely.
At the $10 mark.
You would be shocked at how few friendship bridges I've burned. I mean, Tommy met my maid of honor. She's a mess.
She's wild.
She's actually been being great
lately.
Good. Sometimes a wedding brings out the best and the worst. But yeah, we're doing Cher themed.
Yes.
And everybody is coming as their favorite Cher. One of my favorite, probably my favorite comedy sitcom of all time was Will and Grace.
Mm-hmm.
And Cher has been a very famous guest star on that. And Jack, the character,
of course,
does such an incredible Cher impersonation that I just was like, yeah, I want everybody in wigs, long Cher
wigs.
That'll
be so fun. Where are you going to do it?
Honestly, I think we might do it in Chicago.
Oh, wow. Chicago.
Chicago. Out on the boats. Just
that'd be great.
Fucking, I got you, babe, wigs on.
Mm.
That won't be hot. I don't know. I'm actually pushing for Cedar Point, but
I did a Cedar Point commercial when I was 12 years old. It's a true story.
We got to put that on the Patreon.
Yeah, we
were
should.
You on the Magnum?
What does that mean?
The roller coaster?
So the ad was me looking up. It was I was walking with my dad. And
your
then,
actual dad or casted
dad?
No,
casted dad.
Okay.
And,
who you have been calling your actual dad. I think it's fucked up.
Which I think it's fucked up because I've seen your dad and I think he would be great.
He's really
good.
He would have been great.
Yeah, yeah.
So the whole commercial is he keeps talking to me and they're only showing him and then they cut to me and I haven't been listening to a word he said because I'm looking up at this roller coaster.
Aww.
But then they shut down that roller coaster like a week after the commercial first aired because someone died on it.
No.
And then they like pulled the commercial forever.
I
true
roller
story.
Coaster was because I've been going to Cedar Point every year since I was a baby. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. My dad would probably know.
Your commercial dad? Or
no, my real dad.
I always get them so mixed up. Do you keep in touch with that guy?
No, he's dead.
Oh, okay.
He died on a different roller coaster the next year. Because there's some weird roller coasters there.
Mm.
Yeah, back in the
that was the only time I've been.
People were dying on a roller coaster every week.
Yeah, there's something called Megan's. A girl named Megan died on like a train in like southern Indiana.
Oh, shit.
There's another Megan's. I think.
Are you like bitter that you don't have a Megan's Law yet?
No, because I'd be dead. And I'd like to keep living.
Yeah, living is pretty tight.
Speaking of living.
And if I had a Megan's Law, I'd be like, I want it to be, my law would be Megan no H law.
Mm. That no one else can have the Megan with an H?
I like it.
I mean, they're just not, their law's not as good.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Guys, we got to wrap this thing up, unfortunately. I have to run.
There was something. something in the air that night.
What a great song. Playlist, I'm giving it a 6 stars out of 6.
Oh, that was it? I thought there was one
that
more.
That was it. That was six
songs.
That was it.
Holy rat, wow.
Yeah, we
see? Flew
through
them. Oh,
marathon.
I have more.
We got to do another one of these because we probably only talked about Cher for about 20 minutes.
Well, Tommy and I, we don't have anywhere to be for a bit. So we'll just be here drinking margaritas, dancing to Half Breed.
You guys are welcome to keep going.
Half Breed is a song. I don't want you to think I'm being racist.
Yeah, wait. Are you talking about
half
me?
Half-Breed. Actually, it is part Indian.
Is that right?
Part Native American.
I see.
So not...
Not quite.
I thought Cher was Asian.
but Cher, I think, just takes on a lot of different identities for her songs, for her music.
I'm gonna slowly walk away. I have to go get ready, but guys,
what do you have to do to get ready?
I have to
brush
change
your teeth?
Shirts, and
change
I just
shirts?
Have to put shoes on. Yeah, maybe I'll just wear. I still have to just leave right now.
Okay, Megan, what do you have to plug?
Oh yeah, and also, what do you rate the playlist?
Me?
Yeah.
I rate it 10 out of 10. Share out
of
share.
Out of 6.
Oh, it's out of 6?
Six
out of 6 seems like a dark number.
It's the devil's number.
Yeah.
And that's our thing.
I think Cher is our greatest living musical icon.
Wow.
6 out of 6, 10 out of 10. Share out of share. Pussy out of pussy out. She
pussy
said this is going to be her last tour. And she goes, I know. I say it every time. And my mom and my parents went to see her on... Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day in Indianapolis. And my mom goes, you know what? When she walked off stage, I choked up because I thought, I think this is really it.
Wow.
So if you can go see her, go see her. She's incredible. She's amazing. She hates Trump. She's so funny. She's so mean.
Love it.
I love her.
Love it.
I'm awesome. Not going to ruin a perfect score. Cher's going to get our first ever perfect out of perfect.
What? Right?
18.
It has to be, right?
That's an 18.
No. ABBA might have been up there.
Oh, well,
I think ABBA might have been up there.
And they're connected.
And they're in bed together.
Yes, they are in bed.
People are getting 18?
You
that's your perfect score?
If you guys have listened
it's the perfect
to the show and know that we've given somebody else a perfect, let me know because I'm not sure. And also, hey,
I gave Aqua perfect, but you were mad.
That was fucking ridiculous.
How
that
do
was,
they have 6 songs?
That was an upsetting episode. And
let's
I don't
go do the bounty land.
Who picked it?
Lisa.
Lisa.
Oh, my
it was so
best
fun.
Friend and also a bridesmaid.
So absurd. If we've done one before, send it in. And also, we're
March
doing 14th. A live episode March 14th. If you
Guy Montgomery will not be there.
If you have favorite
Union Hall.
If you have like a bunch if you have ideas of favorite moments you know of from the show and compile them into an MP3, I will play them during the show.
Just asking people to do work for you?
I don't feel like doing this. I don't know.
And can you guys make if anybody has time to make an intro, an outro, and maybe
anybody...
some bumpers in between all of our
this
guests?
This isn't Pod Save America. This isn't your
wow.
usual shit.
Anybody
this
could,
really went crooked.
If anybody could write
oh, there
some,
it is.
Oh, if you write some jokes for me and Tommy to tell up
for
top.
Stand-up? Yeah.
No, up top of the show.
Oh, okay.
Like,
yeah,
you're,
yeah.
Like we're a late-night show.
Yeah, if you guys want to Venmo me, it's at Better Megan Gailey.
Do it. Get on the Patreon.
I'm doing well.
Do a new one. And also, yeah, certain $10 Patreon level, you can be a part of Megan's bridal party. All right. I'll be in Vegas at the Rio at the Comedy Cellar March.
Oh, okay.
March 4th through the 10th. Come hang out. I love you. Keep it crispy. Bye.